Chapter 12. Ephraim's food is the wind, and he goes after the east wind. Deceit and destruction are increasing day by day. They make an agreement with Assyria, and take oil into Egypt. The Lord has a cause against Judah, and will give punishment to Jacob for his ways. He will give him the reward of his acts. In the body of his mother he took his brother by the foot, and in his strength he was fighting with God. He had a fight with the angel and overcame him. He made request for grace to him with weeping. He came face to face with him in Bethel, and there his words came to him, "Even the Lord, the God of armies, the Lord is his name. So then, come back to your God, keep mercy and right, and be waiting at all times on your God. As for Canaan, the scales of deceit are in his hands. He takes pleasure in twisted ways." And Ephraim said, "Now I have got wealth and much property. In all my works no sin may be seen in me. But I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt. I will give you tents for your living places again as in the days of the holy meeting. My word came to the ears of the prophets, and I gave them visions in great number, and by the mouths of the prophets I made use of comparisons. In Gilead there is evil. They are quite without value. In Gilgal they make offerings of oxen. Truly their altars are like masses of stones in the hollows of a ploughed field." And Jacob went in flight into the field of Aram, and Israel became a servant for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet the Lord made Israel come up out of Egypt, and by a prophet he was kept safe. "I have been bitterly moved to wrath by Ephraim, so that his blood will be on him, and the Lord will make his shame come back on him."